Starting today on campus, where the fight continues for higher pay and free parking for UNC's housekeepers. Right now, they make between $33,000 and $47,000 a year, but many of them are giving hundreds of that right back for parking passes. UNC recently announced a five-year plan to raise salaries and lower parking costs, but housekeepers say that's not enough, as Amina Akram reports for Carolina Connection.
47-year-old Kinsusu Kai has dedicated 16 years to UNC housekeeping. She works at Marisco Hall, cleaning offices. She earns $34,000 a year before taxes. Kai, a mother of three, said her income is not enough for her monthly expenses and is usually short on groceries every month. She says this is because of the large deductions from her paycheck, including health insurance and retirement.
Before tax is $1,000 something, and then cut to the tax, and I did every 2 weeks $960. But I do not take to the car. I come through to the bus, right? So I don't have to pay parking fee. That's why I did $960. If I pay parking fee, I will get to $900 or whatever for 2 weeks.
In early March, Kai and several of her colleagues rallied outside the UNC systems office in Raleigh to demand better pay and the elimination of parking fees. The housekeepers delivered a petition to the UNC Advisory Committee on Transportation and Parking. This committee is made up of campus representatives who advises the UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees. Kai elaborates on what workers want.
They are state employees, they work for the state, and then why do they make a charge for a parking fee? Because they got a low salary, and then they do not get all that money. They have to pay for the tax, right? A lot of tax and the rest of money, and then took again for parking fee.
UNC landscaper Joe Farrington says he pays a lot for parking fees.
They can reduce it, that would be a big help, but do away with it, it would be something else.
Farrington said a wage increase would assist him in managing his bills and keeping up with his mortgage payments.
Well, we're demanding $20 an hour, which we're pretty much right at the door now at 18 and some change. But the $20 an hour would work, especially with inflation like it is. Actually, $25 an hour would be perfect.
UNC has proposed a five-year plan to simplify and reduce parking costs for its low-paid workers. If approved by the Board of Trustees, it will benefit those with daytime and weeknight permits. Robin Lee is president of the UNC Local of the United Electrical Radio and Machine Workers of America. That's a union that represents UNC employees but cannot collectively bargain or strike. Lee says the UNC plan is flawed.
No, they just need to cut it out, period. No, five-year plan. You got new people that's coming in that may not want to pay for parking. Nobody don't really want to come in and work when they find out you got to pay for parking.
UNC salaries are set by the state legislature. UNC Media Relations would not grant an interview about housekeeper wages, but said in a written statement that housekeepers are paid above market value. Some also received bonuses this year as part of a state program to recruit and retain employees in hard-to-fill positions. In Chapel Hill, I'm Amina Akram.
For Carolina Connection, a student-produced radio newscast from the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media that airs Saturday mornings at 8:30 on 97.9 The Hill. Staying on campus, Carolina Public Humanities is hosting their annual Adams Symposium today and tomorrow at the Keenan Conference Center with a focus on building democracies in times of populism and polarization. The keynote speaker is Northwestern philosopher Christina Lafont, whose talk will focus on the danger of populist movements, which can seem to be very democratic in nature, but she says there's one critical flaw.
Populism promises control to the people, right? The justification looks kind of democratic because what's wrong with having the electoral majority making decisions, right? But populism really is a form of exclusion. And in that way, it's not democratic because by giving control to the people, they don't mean everyone. They don't mean all those who are subject to decisions, which is the democratic ideal. The democratic ideal is about inclusion. It's the idea that anyone who is going to be subject to political decisions ought to have an equal say. And populism is destroying this assumption, dividing society into groups, the real people and the enemies of the people, right? Polarizing people. And just by that, you just have destroyed democracy, mm-hmm. which is the idea that we all have that equal right. Even those nasty fellow citizens we don't like. I'm extremely aware of the fragility of democracy. It's not something that once you have it, is going to perpetuate itself. Democracy has to be fought for, and the only ones who can fight for democracy are citizens. Those who are powerful do not necessarily benefit, and that means only citizens can fight for it.
That's Christina Lafont there speaking earlier this week on 97.9 The Hill. You can listen back to the full conversation on chapelboro.com. Keynote address is going to be tonight at 5:30. That's free and open to the public. You can get the full schedule for the entire Adams Symposium at humanities.unc.edu. Finally, off campus for some business news, Brew's Public House is opening in downtown Carrboro this weekend in the spot formerly occupied by Hickory Tavern in front of the Hampton Inn. It's the second location for Brew's Public House, a sports bar and a restaurant that's been open in West Raleigh since 2021. Visit our website, chapelboro.com, for more local news, including details about Saturday's Tar Heel 10-miler and the Fleet Feet 4-miler, which will cause some road closures around town tomorrow morning. That all begins at 7. It is 6:18, time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Coldwell banker Howard Perry and Walston. A back-and-forth game last night ended with a loss for UNC baseball, 9-8 at NC State. Tar Heels hit 5 home runs, including 2 from Casey Cook, but Brandon Butterworth hit a walk-off homer for the Wolfpack to win the game in the bottom of the ninth. That series in Raleigh continues tonight at 6 and Saturday at 3. We'll have both games for you here on 97.9 The Hill. UNC softball also has a game tonight, hosting Louisville starting at 5. That series then continues tomorrow at 2 and Sunday at noon. Elsewhere in sports, UNC men's tennis opened the ACC women's ACC tournament in Cary with a 4-0 sweep of Miami. The 5th-seeded Tar Heels will face 4-seed Duke in the quarterfinals later this morning. ACC women's tournament is also ongoing in Cary. UNC is the top seed, and they will also face Duke in the quarterfinals this afternoon. ACC women's golf tournament got underway yesterday. That tournament continues today in Wilmington, with the Tar Heel women currently tied for third. ACC men's golf tournament begins today in Charlotte. UNC is the top seed there, and one Tar Heel just got a big individual honor as well. Junior David Ford is one of 10 semifinalists for the Ben Hogan Award, which goes to the National Golfer of the Year. It's not yet time for postseason action in lacrosse, but we're getting close. The 15th-ranked Tar Heel women wrapped up their regular season yesterday with a 16-11 win over Duke. Senior defender Emily Knowles got an individual honor. She's one of 25 nominees for the Tewaratin Award, which goes to the National Player of the Year. The Tar Heel men's lacrosse team has 2 regular season games left, including tomorrow afternoon at Notre Dame. And of course, speaking of tomorrow, that's the day of the UNC football spring game, starting at 3 p.m. with pregame festivities outside Keenan Stadium beginning at 1. Several Tar Heels are competing for starting spots this fall, including, of course, Connor Harrell and Max Johnson at quarterback, among others. Here's head coach Mac Brown on what fans can expect to see tomorrow.
We want to walk out of this game and say, our goals for spring were these things. We accomplished these. We've still got to get these accomplished this spring, but this guy can play, and we're going to put him in there. And we're going to put him on the blue team. We're going to put him on the white team. But they are determining, they've obviously given impressions for coaches throughout the spring, but who can you trust? Who can play at a high level? Who's going to change a game, and who's going to win a game? Because that's what we're looking for. So there's a lot of excitement for Saturday, but there's a tremendous amount of pressure on the guys, because this is important to them. This isn't a boring spring game where you can go out there and not work. We are actively looking at who can make us better. And we have told them that every day.
That's Mac Brown speaking there. In hockey, the bracket is set for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Carolina Hurricanes will face the New York Islanders in the first round. Game 1 of that series will be 5 p.m. tomorrow in Raleigh. And finally, back to baseball. The Durham Bulls got rained out yesterday in their series at Worcester, but they're back in action tonight at 6. They'll make up yesterday's game with a doubleheader tomorrow.